IPC program implementation checklists. An effective IPC program uses a wide variety of implementation strategies. Documentation of implementation activities, including results and any corrective actions, is crucial for creating an active and effective program that supports a safe, patient-centered care environment. A few of the most common implementation approaches are described in Exhibit 3-4, which shows an IPC program checklist that has been generalized for use in any type of healthcare facility. A checklist is a tool that helps ensure that each list element is thoroughly considered or reviewed and that nothing is missed. Checklist elements should reflect evidence-based good practices and requirements. The checklist should be customized to the program elements that are in scope for the specific facility. Note that the example below has been abridged to remove specifics related to the guidance of regulatory agencies or regional health authorities because these are country and region specific. Exhibit 3-4. IPC Program Checklist, abridged, source, APIC. IPC program requirements vary considerably from nation to nation and region to region. Thus, healthcare leaders and legal counsel should consult their own national and regional regulations before making final decisions. Some nations and regions allow considerable latitude in IPC procedures, providing little guidance. Others have explicit requirements. For example, dictating use of particular methods of sterilization. Note that the degree to which an IPC program is able to influence practices that affect safe patient care depends on certain characteristics of the patient population, patient infection risk, and characteristics of the organization and personnel. These characteristics include the number of beds, professional school affiliation, geography, the volume of patient encounters, patient population served, clinical focus, number of employees, and administrative philosophy. When developing an IPC program, it is important to understand the unique characteristics of an organization and the patients it serves.